This is about you.
Victoria Woods.
This is about paying yourself first.
Businesswoman of the Year.
This is about life is full of choices.
Journal Records 50 Most Influential Women.
It's about, it's not what you earn, but what you keep.
White House Conference on Small Business.
It's about education is expensive.
The Journal Record Innovator of the Year.
It's about no risk, no gain.
Founder of Women for Financial Independence.
It's about success.
Sweet success.
Governor's Conference for Women.
Smart girls finish rich.
She's the president and CEO of Chapelwood Financial.
It's about consistency will always outperform occasional brilliance.
And she is the financial diva.
It's about the money, honey.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
Victoria Woods.
Welcome to It's All About the Money, Honey. I'm your host. They call me the Financial Diva. My name is Victoria Woods. Joining me today in the Diva Studio, as always, is Mr. Damon King.
Hey, you're back.
I am back.
Every week I come on the show and I say, Victoria will be back with us next week. Nope. Another speaking engagement. Another client to go see. Another plane sitting on a tarmac waiting for the Diva somewhere. So.
Somewhere. But I am here and I'm so happy to be here today. So thank you, Damon. I appreciate you manning the ship and
that's
all
right.
I'm gone.
That's
everybody
right.
loves Damon.
We didn't burn the place down or
nobody's
anything.
Nobody's ever not a one person, Damon, has ever called me or texted me and said, where are you? We miss you, Victoria.
I can't believe that.
No, not a one. That. So I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why I'm here.
Well, the show's a lot more entertaining when you're here.
I was going to say.
When it's just me, we talk all about money, 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 money. Well, it is all about the money, honey. Right?
It is all about the money.
But I'm sure you have stories to regale us with of your travels and things like that.
I always have stories because it's always an adventure, I can tell you. Always an adventure. So today we are going to talk about what is a very fun topic, though, Damon, and that is we're going to talk about the all-terrain retirement plan. And what in the heck does that mean? Before we do that, though, I want to welcome all of our listeners and all of our Facebook watchers and our clients. And thank you so much for joining us every week. And for those of you that listen on podcasts at your own convenience, wherever you are in the world, and that is Spain. We know we've got, and our guest from Spain, a client from Spain, is visiting the office today. So I'm very excited about that. She and I are going to talk about Madrid and traveling to Malaga. So I can't wait, Melissa. I know she's listening. Before we get into all that, though, for our new listeners, what we are is we are advisors to millionaires. So if you are a millionaire or if you're an aspiring millionaire, you have tuned in to the right place. The number one financial radio show on iHeartRadio. So what we offer all of our listeners to help you get started is what I designed years ago called the Gold Bucket Optimizer. And it's really important to know where your money is. And I say it's all about the money, honey, because it is. Every single thing you do, every single day of your life, you are either earning money, giving money, investing money, saving money. You're doing something with money 24 hours a day. You have to know about money and you need to know, where's my money? Now, the Gold Bucket Optimizer allows you to look at one simple sheet. And I designed this one sheet called the Gold Bucket Optimizer. And it helps you sleep well at night knowing where your money is. And it's free to you. Our clients, if you're a first-time listener in particular, our clients, when they call us, that is the number one thing they request. When we're talking to them, they're like, okay, can I get my Gold Buckets? And what that means is they want them updated. So we update them for our clients. But this sheet lets you know how much cash you have, how much protection you have. You know, where are your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, your IRAs, alternative investments, all laid out for you in one nice sheet. It's so simple. All you have to do to acquire that. So let's talk a little bit about what it looks like for people, what they can expect. Because there's a lot of emotion that goes into retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have clients that think about it a long time. And I can tell you, most people think about it for several years.
Yeah.
Several years. And sometimes we think about it and we say, we're going to do it. We have a meeting. We start to pull the trigger and they go, whoa, let's wait a little longer.
Mm-hmm. The act of retiring, you do that in one day, okay? It's your last day and they throw you apart. But retirement, that's different. That's a marathon that lasts 30 years. That's a 30-year road trip. Mm-hmm. So there's a big difference between retiring and being retired.
Right.
And that means that when you create your plan, you want that plan to navigate every bump and pothole and landmine and mountain and ditch and everything, every bridge, everything it comes across, and every smooth stretch. You want it to navigate everything. So let's talk about this. So we're going to use the analogy of your retirement plan as a vehicle. And if you had an all-terrain 4x4 vehicle, what do you want on it? So the first thing you want a solid chassis, all right? You want your vehicle, your all-terrain retirement vehicle, to have a stable foundation. And for us here at Chapelwood Financial, that's an income plan. You cannot, in our opinion, retire with confidence if you don't have a plan for how am I going to generate income, how much am I going to generate, how long am I going to generate it, and where is that income going to come from? How am I going to get it?
Mm-hmm.
All of those things can be answered inside of your income plan. It's also a situation where how do I split up my money? How do I take my million-plus dollars and split it up so that I use some of it now and I use some of it later? Because you don't use all your money at once, and you don't need access to all of it at any given time.
And you shouldn't manage it all the same
way.
That's
right.
It's a large sum of money.
That's right.
And if you're living for 30 years, why in the world would you manage money that you need today the same as you did, you know, the money you're going to need, you know, 25 years
ago? That's right.
It makes no sense.
We had that very conversation with our newest client, Suzanne, this past week when we were showing her her income plan.
And I hope Suzanne's listening because I may have to come visit you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Another client, Lynn,
well,
she wants
beautiful.
To fly down.
Beautiful where she lives.
Yeah, she wants to fly down and see you, so we may have to do
that.
Yeah,
well, and Lynn's trying to get her to come up to Derby.
I know. Well, you've got to come to Derby, Suzanne. Suzanne, we'll talk about Derby at the end of the show. For those of you who have never heard it, it's the 8th annual. It's about time you heard about it.
Yeah, absolutely. But we showed her, you know, the buckets. And you've got this bucket for the near term. You've got this bucket for the middle part of your plan. You've got this bucket for the later stages of your plan. But that's what we talk about when you've got a solid foundation for retirement. And it starts with an income plan that answers the most basic question. Will I run out of money before I run out of life? And the higher that probability of not running out of money is, the more confident you can be as you go into retirement.
Well, and the thing is, Damon, I was talking to someone about this just yesterday, about the fact of where people don't understand how the money gets to their account.
Right.
And that just, you know, it floored me one day when a client said, and these are, I mean, our clients are the best clients on planet Earth. They are smart. They've run businesses, hugely successful, international businesses. So we're not talking about, you know, people that are uneducated.
Right.
But they, when this particular woman said to me, Victoria, you need to explain to me during this strategy meeting. She goes, now, you know, we got all this money because she goes, you need to explain to me how it gets to me. And I just stopped. I was stunned. And all I could think to say to her at the time, don't you worry about it, darling. I was like, I know how it's going to get to you. And I'm going to make sure. So you don't have to worry about it. It's just called paperwork. We're going to get it into your account. It's going to like float off of a cloud and it's going to drop into your checking account. That's how it's going to happen every single month. And then when you start monitoring, because we have a very simple four-step plan, we discover to be very clear about what you want, so you know what you want as a client. Then the next step is we eliminate all the thousands of things that are not going to help you get your goal. You don't even need to think about them. Here are the things we weeded out, and now here are the options that you have that are going to help you get to your goal. And when you sit down and look at that and go, oh, okay, this makes it simple. Now, once we decide and you say, this is the plan that I want, this is how much I want in protection, how much I want in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, how much I want in alternatives, our strategists, and then we simply move and we pass the baton. And we go to implementation. And then Meg implements your plan. And then we simply monitor it continuously. So when life happens, not if, because life is going to happen. So when life happens, we know where we are and we can now make adjustments when we call, when we talk about monitoring the plan, because we make adjustments. And with us and having an open architectural platform, we do that with a stroke of a pen. Otherwise, you have to have all, there's all these tax issues you have to deal with and capital gains. So that's something that we eliminate by being in on an open architectural plan. But damn, there's something else. And we all know Victoria just wants a pretty car with a great stereo and a place to put her sunglasses. When we're talking about this all-terrain and you're talking about all this stuff, chassis and things, that's just the price of admission to me. I want a pretty clock. I want to know I have a place for my sunglasses and a place for my phone. That's what's important to me. And it has a good air conditioner and right. a good radio.
And heated seats.
And well, heated seats, heated steering wheel.
That's right. Know. All that stuff.
I just, to me, that's just, of course, it just comes
yeah.
with it, right?
Yeah.
So there are other things, though, that are important. And those are called brakes. And those are called seat belts. And in your all-terrain retirement vehicle needs the ability to slow down when necessary, because now the new cars, if you don't slow down when it's necessary, they're going to brake for mm-hmm. you, and you're going to go, you better have your seatbelt on, is all I have to say, because I've done that with a new Lexus. So, but you want to secure when the roads, you know, get bumpy. And we used to talk about, this is why you have bonds in your portfolio. Men did not understand why you had bonds. They felt that that was too conservative. Well, when I asked them, I had to find a way to really get through to men. So I would ask them if they would drive down Oklahoma streets and freeways with no shock absorbers. And they're like, no way. And I go, that's what a bond does for your portfolio. After I started using that, they all got it. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I know I got to have shock absorbers, Victoria. They're not as sexy as all these great stocks and all, but we got to have them. So we're talking about protection. And option one, total protection but less growth, is, our, of course, our cash and CDs. Then there's option two, total protection. That's more modest, and it's modest growth, but it's guaranteed protection, but it's modest growth. And as long as you understand, that portion of my portfolio, because it's guaranteed, is going to have less, probably less growth. Now, have we seen in the market when stocks, bonds, and mutual funds are really down and we have annuities that have, you know, had 11 and 12% returns? There was a year, we don't even want to talk about it, because if we could go back to that one year, 2009, and look at those annuity returns, we'd all want that.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee of principal plus huge, huge double-digit returns.
Well, and the other thing about that is the opportunity, if you want, to convert it into lifetime income later.
That's right. Options.
Yeah.
I would not ever go all in on anything. I am a woman of, I want options. And I always think of this one client that just never understood why we had to have so many accounts until retirement day. And I was so happy and proud of them, as I am demonstrating where all of these tributaries of flow of money is going to come from and how they're going to be tax advantaged and tax free. And then this account is tax, and how it all flows in and how we manage it. Finally, the wife looks up and she goes, I finally understand why we have these different accounts, why
right.
it's so important to have the guarantee of principal and in the options of taking income or taking a 10% free withdrawal. I mean, those are important options to have. So when you get ready to retire, when the market's not performing very well, or you have something go on in your life that is unexpected, we can draw. When someone has $1 million in an annuity account and they can take $100,000 anytime they want, you don't think they can't sleep well at night? Oh, yeah. I've never had a client that's had a $100,000 emergency, but it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep.
So there's also then, when we talk more growth and income, we go back to bonds, and that the bonds are what we call the shock absorbers, so that it makes the ride smoother when the market is volatile.
Yeah,
that's
truly
what it means.
They're not total protection like the other two, but
no.
they're certainly less volatile than stocks usually.
Exactly, yeah. And typically they are. So as long as you have, and that's why we talk about diversification. Diversification is, again, obviously very critical. You cannot take a year, any 10-year, any 20-year, look at the history of the market, and no one can predict what is going to be the number one return on an asset. You just can't. And when you look at it, it would make your heart. It looks like a heart thing. What do you call that when they're checking your heart?
Yeah.
You're having a heart attack because you can't. But when you look back in history, so if you can't, because if we could, everybody would project it and we would know. But if you don't, what you do is, it's very simple. You make sure you have some of everything. That is called diversification, and that's going to protect you when the market is up and when the market is volatile. So it is so, important that when you review your assets and you look at those gold buckets, it's all right there for you. Now, Damon, we also have what we call I want to offer today is the retirement countdown. So if anyone is, and that's on the website, but you can still call or text.
Yeah, you can actually text the word countdown. It's all one word, countdown.
And explain to everybody what that
is. Yeah, it's really a simple checklist. It's got a lot of pieces to it, but it's actually really simple. And it's designed to help you stay organized, get organized, and stay on track at least 3 years prior to retirement. Preferably, you do this five years or more.
I was going to say, yeah.
But at least 3 years out from retirement, what should you be doing 3 years out, 2 years out, 1 year out, 6 months from retirement? And it's a simple checklist to keep organized. And when you text the word countdown to 405-348-0909, you will receive a link to download a copy of that, a complimentary copy. And you'll also have a link there, because once you look at it, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I don't have any of this stuff, or I need help with this. There's also going to be a link there where you can schedule a 30-minute phone call with a member of our advisory team to kind of go over the countdown, and we can help you figure out, okay, well, you're doing well here, but we've got some gaps here, and let's figure out what we need to do to help fill those gaps.
Right. Well, and a checklist is so important, again, because if you have a checklist, you've got a roadmap then. And you got a map. It's going to tell me where I need to go. And again, if I'm missing something, like, oh yeah, well, maybe I should have checked the tire pressure before I leave. Oh, maybe I should really fill up my gas tank. That would be me. I never look at the gas tank. It's like, it's supposed to always be
until the little light comes on and you're forced to look at it.
Yeah, well, now they tell you. It's like, okay. And it's like, it's so funny, when you were driving the Mercedes down to Texas, and the little light comes on and tells you to take a coffee break, and you were like, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it was
your car's
split.
Telling
it was
you what
like,
to do.
It was like, well, that's pretty cool, but stop telling me what to do.
That's exactly what he said. And he goes, is the car going to stop, Victoria? Do I just...
Yeah.
Is the car telling me what to do? Is the car just going to stop
if
I don't stop?
Now, if the car tells me to stop and take a coffee break, and then a little door opens up out of the dash, and a cup of coffee comes out, or a cappuccino... Now, absolutely, I'm
now
all for
cool.
that.
Okay.
Put a Keurig machine in the car's... folks, and I'm good to go, all right? Or an espresso machine or something.
Oh, Damon, that's too funny.
So we've got our solid chassis, which is our income plan. We've got good brakes and protection and seat belts. Next, we need some high-performance fuel for our all-terrain retirement vehicle because we want it to run at peak performance. We don't want any bad gas. And what we're talking about are the assets that are going to power your vehicle, and we're talking about income and growth. Mm-hmm. I go back.
So you have that predictable.
That's right.
That money's going to flow into your account consistently and predictably every single month.
Because think about when you're driving your car. Sometimes you're driving around the city and you're taking short trips from point A to point B, and then you go home. Other times you're taking longer road trips. Either way, you need fuel. You want fuel to power for short trips. You also want fuel to power you for longer trips, and that's what your retirement is. You need assets that are going to power you for the short term, the income that I need today, as well as the growth that I need for the next 25, 30 years to power the entire plan as you go through it. So we need assets to generate income, like bonds, dividend-paying stocks, We need assets to generate growth, some of those more aggressive growth stocks. Or maybe you've got some real estate or some commodities, or you know, maybe you've got precious metals, something like that in your plan. But you need those different assets to power this entire vehicle.
Exactly, Damon. I love this whole analogy about with the yeah. terrain and the, you know, the all-terrain vehicle. Now, are we need a visualization. We should have started with a visualization. Are we talking like a Range Rover kind of thing?
I was thinking a Hummer.
A Hummer? Okay.
That's what I want.
Okay.
You know,
well, we should have started with that because I like that now.
Because I have to admit, whether you're a man or a woman, you look fantastic sitting in a Hummer, okay? You just instantly seem more powerful and scary
cool.
and just
cool.
aggressive. Yeah, cool. I like
when
that.
You're in a Hummer. Okay, well, we also need, as we just alluded to with the Keurig coffee maker in the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
we are fully loaded features.
That's right. So we got all the basics. Now That's we right. want the fun stuff.
It's the toys that Victoria yeah. wants. I mean, Victoria likes the toys in there, and it's not... You know, the dash that comes on, I look, you know, feel like I'm in an airplane, and this, you know, the colors all flying around. That's cool. I love the fact that, you know, my favorite feature on the new Lexus, and it's on the Mercedes too, but that you don't have to push a button or push a button on your fob to lock your doors. You just slide your little finger across, just touch it, and it goes boom, 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 all of
yeah.
them. And it's like, we can't even push a button anymore. Now, you still can if you want. But it's cooler if you just touch your door
you
handle.
You know, and I'm a pretty simple, practical guy. One of my favorite features in your Mercedes
oh.
is right up by where the display is, there's this little ledge. And you oh. talk about it.
It's
you can put your phone
thing.
Right there.
It's my favorite thing.
So that it doesn't slide anywhere. So if you keep it in your seat, and let's say you hit the brakes really, it,
oh, yeah.
it slides off the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you put it in your little console
cup,
over
yeah,
here, your cup holder, well, now you can't put your
right.
drink down. That little ledge
is,
I don't know why it makes me happy so much.
It makes me happy.
But it does.
Believe me, I know. It makes me very happy. The other thing is like when we're talking about cool gadgets, let's think about cool gadgets in your retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody loves taxes, and it's going to be tax day soon, but it is tax planning. And tax planning in the real world of retirement and really the real world of investment, it's every day, all day. You can't go, oh, I'm not going to deal with that until, you know, April. I'm not going to deal with that until my corporate, until March. Well, unfortunately, it's something that you do have to deal with. I personally get very excited about tax efficiency because to me, a dollar's a dollar. And if it's their dollar or my dollar, no, it's not your dollar. It's my dollar. I am just giving it to you. And I would prefer to keep as many dollars as I can because I know that I manage my money in gifting, in consumer consumption. I manage my money much better than the government does. So I'm very pro paying our taxes and our fair mm-hmm. share to run our country for great services, not wasteful. And we all know how much waste there is. Just go to the VA. You will be amazed at how much waste is going on in our government. However, efficient tax planning is most important. And our tax planning services, there's things that you need to do, and we work with our CPAs, with our clients, and just like Damon has talked about earlier, we have tax accounts, and there's accounts that, you know, are more efficient. When we look at tax planning, we have money in accounts where we're not going to pay any taxes on them. And you need to have a balance in that so that when you do start taking your income at retirement, you reduce your taxes as much as possible. That is so important when you're retired. You're living on a fixed income now. You want to be very tax efficient, and we can show you how to do that. There's also something called the SBLOC. That is a securities-backed line of credit, just like a home loan.
Equity line of credit.
Just yeah. like a home equity line. Many of us have those. And again, it doesn't cost you anything. So it's better to have it and not need it than need it right away. Some great opportunity comes along. You may be looking at, and not even thinking about it, but one guy that I have is down in Florida. He wants to buy a yacht. Well, if a big deal comes along right now, you know, he wants to be prepared for that. You don't want to have money just sitting up if you're buying a yacht. If you're buying a second home, you don't want all that money just sitting, not growing. You want to have access to it. And that's what a security-backed line of credit would do for you. So if you're not familiar with those, please do give us a call and we can send you a document and show you, you know, how that actually benefits you. The other thing is alternatives. Now, we talk about a lot here in Oklahoma because it's oil and gas. It's considered mineral rights. Those mineral royalties are considered alternatives. But there's a lot of different alternatives. We've helped people buy small businesses. Mm-hmm. We consider that. That is an alternative. We have clients that call us and ask us to review a possible opportunity. We had an RV recently. We've had a winery. We've had luxury hotels. Right now, there's an opportunity for a luxury hotel, and it's with Hilton. So that's going on right now. And what's great about that is this particular group is working to help more women invest in alternatives. So the minimums are ridiculously low, like $25,000.
Wow.
You can get into this. Yeah, this is just, and it's these two women, and they've done this for years, but they really want to encourage more women to learn how to invest in. And when you say real estate, but this is the hospitality business, even though it's real estate, because it's a Hilton. It's a Hilton. So those are the kind of things that we talk about. And then there's always Social Security, Medicare optimization. You want to be very careful about how much money you bring in, where's the money coming from, because it certainly can affect your Social Security and Medicare.
That's right. And again, you can request our Countdown to Retirement. Text the word COUNTDOWN, COUNTDOWN, one word, to 405-348-0909. Get that Countdown to Retirement checklist of all the things you
Absolutely.
Need to know and do 3 years plus from retirement. And you'll also get that link to schedule a 30-minute phone call with a member of our advisory team to guide you through that. Victoria, before we check out for this weekend, I want to remind everybody about our 8th annual Kentucky Derby soiree. It's coming up Friday, May the 3rd, mm-hmm. from 11:30 to about 1:32 in the afternoon. This is the day before.
Or 3:30. Yeah, why just, do you say 1:30?
I guess it's how long the wine lasts. You know, that's really what it is.
Yeah, well, it just...
People stick around.
Last time it was 11 o'clock at night, so, you know, there you go.
Well, maybe for you. I was probably in bed by then. But
the party went to my house.
This is our biggest charitable event of the year. Our charitable partner, of course, is Allied Arts of Oklahoma City, benefiting their arts education programs. And the tickets to attend the Derby, just $25. That's the entry ticket. And then you can also purchase raffle tickets. You can actually go online and purchase your entry ticket and your raffle tickets all at the same time. And of course, the more raffle tickets you buy now, the cheaper per ticket it is. You actually save money when you buy more raffle tickets.
Exactly.
And we'll have, you know, 15 to 20 really cool raffle packages. I mean, some of the things that we've got right now, we've got a one-night stay at the Omni Hotel, Oklahoma City, in a deluxe room with a $100 food and beverage allowance.
I don't want that.
We've got OU football tickets. We've got Allied Arts, two tickets to their Artini event.
Oh, the Artini
coming up.
Is so fun.
Three Graces, European Day Spa, has donated a gift card. Right?
That is such a fabulous spa.
And we also want to give a huge shout-out to one of our key sponsors this year, Gulfport Seafood Market. They are the sponsor for the shrimp and the big shrimp cocktails.
That everybody loves,
yeah, that's
the
right.
Big shrimps.
So thank you to Gulfport Seafood Market, and thank you to all of our wonderful supporters who have donated raffle items for this year. Get your Derby ticket. You've got a little less than a month now to get in on the fun.
Absolutely. And I know Geno's Furriers. You didn't mention
that's
that.
That's right.
There you go. Always, that is one of the hottest items every single year is Geno's Furriers. Well, Damon, it has been so much fun talking about all-terrain Hummers here today with you. As we know, it's all about the money, honey. Until next week, my best advice as always, don't take advice from broke people, physically, financially, or spiritually.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I salute the flag of the state of Oklahoma. Its symbols of peace unite all people.
Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Before investing in any product, consider your investing goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance, and the product's investment objectives, options, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Chapel Wood Financial Services for the product's prospectus or equivalent document and read it carefully.